Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them. All right, welcome back once again to WIT Connect 2017. Me and Darren are still here just talking to a bunch of new people, just making relationships and just, you know, meeting great people, and we're happy to be here. So right now we have Keith and Rachel of Syntel, and we're glad that you guys are here. So what brings you to WIT Connect tonight?
Well, thanks for asking. My name is Keith Shuley with Syntel, and I'm the Vice President of Sales and Marketing. But I must say, I have never seen radio personalities so attractive, so intelligent. You really set a new standard for radio broadcasting. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, let me just start off. I'm here with Rachel Alston, who is also overseeing some of our larger strategic accounts. What brings us here is technology is transforming everything. And we specialize in the space of data. And data has become the currency of the new economy, where other things may be interesting, like devices, like iPhones and cell phones and computers and Apple laptops. But the real value is in the data. And what we do is we help people optimize that data so that they can make better decisions. In most cases, businesses are looking at their data today, and it's more in a rear view mirror. They see what they've done, and then they try to understand how can we improve it. We help them use their data, look at patterns, and help them move forward and looking around the corner to predict the future so that they can align with them.
Wow.
It's a very, very powerful place. This is where all of every business is going, because predictive analytics is horizontal. And it plugs into all the vertical markets, whether you're manufacturing, retail, healthcare. Everyone is looking at data. How do I use data to improve our performance and our productivity?
Definitely. And as Keith said, it's really for any line of business, and it doesn't matter what stage you're at. It doesn't matter if you're at the very beginning where you have Excel sheets. We can take those Excel sheets. We can upload them. You don't have to be advanced. You don't have to be a Fortune 500 company to be able to use our services. We can start with you from the very beginning and help build a customized solution so that you're able to continue to grow in your space. And I mean, who really doesn't want to know the future? Everybody has a competitor out there. Competitors are coming from around the corner in every single direction. So to have that step ahead and to be able to predict what they're doing and what you can do based off of your customers' past experiences, how invaluable is that?
Wow. I mean, that is really incredible that what you guys are doing at Syntel with that kind of information and the data. So how did you get involved with WIT, and how do you hope that what you do with Syntel kind of helps you grow as a company and just with all that you're doing?
Yeah, Syntel has been a longtime WIT member. I'm not exactly sure how many years, but quite a few at least. We've been in business for 14 years.
Wow.
And as much as we can do in the community, we really do, from these large events with WIT, Boys and Girls Club, to smaller schools within the Duluth area where we're located. And while we're here, we really want to reach out to everyone that we can help within the data space, make sure that they know we're here, and be able to grow with them.
Absolutely.
Let me add to that, in the sense that a lot of folks coming out of college and schools, even in elementary school and grade school, they're not being introduced to the what is possible with technology.
Yep.
They may be good at music, they may be good at art, they may be good at different types of things, but today, because the tools are so accessible, they can take what they're really good at and what they love and apply technology to it, use data in order to make, in fact, that's what's needed in technology. We get a bunch of propeller heads and people who are just engineers focusing on technology and creating code and developing, but the real value is someone who takes a business or takes an affinity or some sort of something that really resonates with them, and they then add technology to it to take it to the next level. So we're constantly encouraging STEM and women who are interested in all different types of industries to bring technology into the fold. They are the ones who make the biggest difference, because coding for coding's sake means nothing until you lift the human spirit one step higher. And that's what we're talking about. So if I'm an artist and I can use technology to make my art better, or if I am into the even automotive repair and I can learn how to use technology to make automotive repair and optimize that and understand predicting when things are going to break down, how long they will, you know, how long they last. These are the things that are changing and transforming our world today.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very excited to be a part of STEM because we want to bring more women and diversity into the folds of technology. It's not just for the engineer. It's not just for the statistician. It's for everybody.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
So what advice do you have for anybody that is looking to get into the technology industry? What steps do you think they should take to figure out maybe is this a good fit for me? What do you think they should do?
I truly believe in internships, especially on the college level. I think that kids that are in middle school and high school should be introduced to their educational platforms, to different businesses like this, have sort of field days within the company, so to speak. Not just, you know, bring your daughter to work, bring your son to work, bring your child to work, but actually a part of their high school curriculum where they're actually going out into their fields of studies and then continuing that, not just one internship, but multiple internships where the doors are open to companies that they'd like to grow with and make a difference in, because we need that balance. We need the diversity. We love that women in technology is here. We love that STEM has a footprint. But to make sure that things that they're learning and the things that they can bring to the table are accessible and easily accessible, not in just one school or one district or whatever the case may be, but for it to be a nationwide kind of initiative to bring that to our kids and to the people in the future with the in mind of what the next step should be.
You know, I have a mantra, a motto that I live by, and it is start with nothing. Start from who you are, with what you're passionate about, and then explore it. Because if you show up with, I got to do this, and I got to be that, and these are my expectations, it sort of throws you off. Be there for other people, and see what other people need, and see what other people are interested in. And then fill that space. Be there for someone else and find out what they're trying to accomplish. Support them. You will find direction in that. And when you do that, you become viewed as someone who is a support mechanism, an enabler. And I promise you, technology will be a part of that. It is an inevitable piece of our future. So follow your passion. Be there to support other people, and you will find your purpose. Once you find your purpose, the technology will augment that and take it to the next level. So be open and allow yourself to see what's out there and to just be free to hear what people have to say and plug yourself in. It's a very, very powerful place to be, because if you show up full of I'm this and I'm that and I can do this and I can do that, you cannot be what that person needs you to be at that moment. But by being open and free and honest and complete, you can then find your purpose in helping other people. It's a very powerful place.
I love that. That's such a great point. You know, being authentic and just really pursuing your passions and bringing to the table what you can, and knowing that the ultimate goal is to help others and bolster them and bring them up. And I mean, what a better place to do that than with Connect tonight, you know?
Yeah.
It just, you know, builds that.
Definitely.
I can promise you, making money can't compare to making a difference in somebody's life.
Yep. True.
And
I love that.
When you recognize that you're making a difference, you are so fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
And so technology in all of its different shapes and forms, and it changes, it's so dynamic that you can start today and find yourself on a whole new journey tomorrow. You don't have to have a whole background. You can start today and literally, and we're constantly at Syntel, we're constantly looking for new talent. We're constantly looking for people who have a willingness to walk into the office every day and say, how can I make a difference? What am I here for? What's my purpose? And when you do that, then anything is possible. The technology is out there. We're here to change the world. And your generation is very, very fortunate because you don't have the same sort of things that limit you.
Mm-hmm.
You the world is wide open. And so what I would recommend to your audience out there is to seize upon something that you really think is different, unique, and that is uniquely yours, and drive it. And I promise you, the technology is out there that will help enable it. And at Syntel, we're doing interesting things. Like I said, we work with very large clients like Macy's, McKesson, Carter's, First Data. But at the end of the day, if we were to help somebody be able to predict through their genomes, their genomic therapy, how to either identify cancer traits or look at some of their lifestyle and be able to figure out how to optimize their track or to change their course in order to make their lives better, to make them more successful, identifying what they're really good at and emphasizing that. That's what we do every single day at Syntel, and it's a great place to be.
I mean, it certainly sounds like it. So, Keith, if you want to learn more about Syntel and maybe get in touch with you, how might somebody do that?
Well, that's easy enough. I mean, our website is simply www.Syntel.com. Syntel stands for Data Science and Business Intelligence. We make a habit out of helping people understand the value of their data. So please, you're welcome to come to our website. We have a lot of open houses. We constantly reach out to the community. If you would like us to speak at one of your events, we're happy to speak at one of your events and talk about the art of the possible, what we're doing with technology and how it can become a part of your life.
Awesome. And Rachel, how about you?
Likewise, Syntel.com, but directly if anybody would like to reach out to me, they can email me, call our main number. You can email me at r.alston, A-L-S-T-O-N, at Syntel.com, and I'll make sure that is provided to each of you in case anybody wants to follow up with either of you guys to come in, people that are working with STEM, people that are here with WIT, whatever the case may be, however we can help in the community, we'd love to do that.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, thank you both for stopping by and talking with me and Darren. We'll be back here in a little bit with WIT Connect 2017.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.